And now this is a dictation for Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Allward, A-L-W-A-R-D, October 1st, 44, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. With chronic kidney disease, last visit in July. Stable heart problems, dyspnea, no oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, no gastrointestinal or urinary abnormalities. He has prior tricuspid valve replacement and underlying liver cirrhosis, presently not active. Next paragraph, medications include Bumex, Aldactone, beta blockers, takes colchicine as needed for gout, last episode a few months ago, present weight 161, blood pressure 108.56, increases one from the valve replacement, has a holosystolic murmur, no pericardial wrap, lungs are clear, no ascites tenderness, no peritonitis, no gross edema, alert for intestine 3, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 2.8, slowly progressive over time, present GFR 21 to stage 4, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable, no indication for dialysis, continue chemistry on a regular basis. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Potassium, well controlled on diuretics and aldactone. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Other renal chemistries are stable. Continued management of comorbidities, including congestive heart failure, previously documented low ejection fraction, underlying coronary artery stenting, pulmonary hypertension, cirrhosis without activity or symptoms, tricuspid valve replacement. Come back on the next 4 or 5 months, end of dictation.